Thanks for tuning into the show today. And my guest today is handyman Chip Wade. Chip, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Ann?
I'm just fantastic today, especially when we're going to be talking about, like, with the changing seasons and stuff, how to save a little bit of money. Everybody loves to save money, right?
Everyone loves to save money, and there's some creative ways of doing it. Some things may be a little bit easier than you may have thought, and some things may be a little bit newer. A lot of it is really comes down to executing on some of the things we know to do and just following through and doing it the smart way. The first thing that I'll really talk about is kind of going through your budget. So much of our lifestyle these days is centered around kind of the digital layout, right? We use our smartphones for everything. It's so much easier to purchase things online. I'm not sure how much of that you do, but for me, I buy things on e-commerce sites all the time where I'm not really leaving the house. But what happens is you start signing up for things and then you forget, right?
Oh, yeah.
What can happen is over time those things accumulate and you end up having services or things that you don't end up using anymore that you're getting charged for. So just doing kind of a really quick once-over of your credit card statement and canceling some of those services can free up a lot of dollars going into the fall and winter and holiday seasons that could definitely be spent on more proactive things like home maintenance, car maintenance, or even some of those fun projects that that you want to do this fall.
That is a fantastic idea, and honestly, I never even thought of that, and I do a lot of shopping online.
Yeah, well, it's funny how it can creep up on you, so you should definitely think about that.
And so when we're talking about our homes, this is the perfect time to, like, do an inventory on what needs to be done and get started. And so what should we be thinking about when we talk about getting our homes ready for fall and winter?
Well, really, it's about creating a peace of mind going into the colder months when everything gets more difficult to do outside, right? You don't really want to wait till your house is covered with snow before you realize that your heating and air system, you know, isn't really functioning properly, right? The worst case scenario would be that it would be broken. It gets cold in the house and you can't get somebody to come out and fix it. So be proactive. Do it now instead of later. Actually, in that study by Liberty Mutual Insurance, it actually showed that Americans are really on point with being prepared and having safety as a top priority. However, we're not really following through that great. So the Americans really were on point with knowing that checking your HVAC system before it gets cold is very important. However, only about 25% of us are actually doing it.
Ah.
So again, knowledge isn't so much the issue this year. It's more about just getting the motivation and the discipline to execute. So it's more about utilizing that technology that we've been given that sometimes can get us in trouble spending too much money, but utilize it for the good, right, with scheduling, putting repeatable reminders in your phone or your calendar to pop up with things like your heating and air filter size, when it needs to be replaced, and just set that calendar reminder so it pops up and you know to do it, and go out and buy a 5-pack of filters, right? So you don't have to always be going to the store every single time. It just makes that job a lot easier.
And it would be just terrible if in the middle of February you say to yourself, I knew I should have checked that.
Exactly, right? So it's really all about discipline, but there's a reason why. There's some things that can go wrong in the winter, right? There's a lot more to lose. And oftentimes people are traveling, especially contractors. So a lot of heating and air contractors are less available actually in the times when sometimes they're needed the most. And that's kind of the tragedy with it, is if you kind of risk that, you're kind of putting you and your family at risk of kind of being held out for a while.
And what about cars? What should we be doing with that?
Well, everyone needs to have an emergency kit for their car. Again, going out to the store, getting yourself a set of jumper cables, a first aid kit, you know, a blanket, flashlight, the essentials, you know, of an emergency kit is very easy to do now when there's nothing wrong with your car and when it's warm outside and you're already doing your running around and about. But when it's cold and it's midnight, you know, and something inevitably happens to people's cars, you don't want to be caught just not prepared. So really it's about kind of thinking worst case scenario, preparing for it, and then hopefully you never have to use it.
Yeah, this is the Buffalo area. Remember that we get snow. So.
We get snow, and you guys know how to. I mean, I'm from Atlanta, so I don't. You know, we get we're the butt of a lot of jokes down here. However, I do know what it's like. We had a huge snowstorm. You know, last year or a couple years back, and it was, I had a commute that was crazy, like 15 hours when it was only supposed to be 30 minutes, and people were spending the night in their cars. It turned into a potentially dangerous situation where there were school buses with children, things like that, and I was fortunate enough to have some things in my car. I ended up not breaking down or getting stranded, but I was able to help some other folks out, which is a really, which is another great thing. It's great if you have your own, but it also provides you the opportunity to, you know, actually be helpful to someone else if they have some trouble.
That is a good thing. And Chip, if people want more information on anything we talked about, is there some place they can go online?
Yes, actually, at libertymutual.com/newbeginnings. All of my tips are there, as well as a lot of other just very practical and tangible concepts that all of us can be putting into practice right now before it gets cold. To get ourselves ready for these upcoming months.
Okay, Chip Wade from HGTV. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for having me.